Mara says, Hashta nafkale, now that we learn out, now that we're learning out from this posik, you hear everything. You can only talk about from one end of the Shemayim to the other end. Mizoni was doing when the Shemayim is here, was doing on this world. You can't ask what's doing outside the mechitzas of the Shemayim. There's the Oris and the Shemayim. We can't talk about what's out of these mechitzas. Memela, therefore, we know, Nafkulon, the Yosel Ishko, Bekoidim Shinivro. You can't talk about what happened before Hashem created this world. Tihi, it's the same thing. Ma'ashoye Koidim Libriyosoi, Hu Akshav, Chusla Mechitzosoi. What happened before Hashem created this world is out of the Mechitzos of the Shemayim. Hilkach, Leminayoy Meshabor Odom, Lomuli, Lamuti Minei Koidim Shinivroilam. Now that we have the Pasuk Lemiksei Hashemayim, V'yad Ksei Hashemayim, Fred Gemara, Lemin Hayoy Mashaboro Lekim Odom Aloretz Lomuli. Why do we need this Pasuk, this Mashma? You can't talk about what happened before Hashem created the world. Like, what do we need another Pasuk for? We know it from this first Pasuk of, Melediksei Hashemayim, Naksei Hashemayim. So Gemara says, Kedem Reb Leza, the Yom Reb Leza, Odom HaRishon Min Oretz Ad Rekia. You know how tall Odom Rishon was? He was mamish standing on this world and reached the Rekia. That's how tall Adam Rishon was. Shenema the Pasuk says, Lemin hayoy mashar boro lakim Adam al oretz. From the day that Hashem created the Adam al oretz. Faita, Fredimor, Vechiva and Shesorach, and once Adam Rishon did his aveir, he took from the Eitz Adas. When he ate, the kivu shesorach heniach hakadosh baruch hu yodav olav hakadosh baruch hu put his hand on top of Adam Rishon omiatoi. He made him smaller. He didn't reach the rekia anymore. Shenem the pasuk says until him ocho vokedem tzartoni vatoshes olai kapecho. That Hashem be created me before means for the first creation of Adam was so great, but then vatoshes olai kapecho, Hashem put his hand on top of me and he made me smaller. Rashi Ocho v'Kedem Tzartani Shtei Pomim Yitzartoni. Hashem created Adam Rishon two times. Tzartani Tchila Gevoya. At the beginning, Adam Rishon was so tall he reached the Shemayim. Olev Saif Shofol. That after we did the Chet of Eitz Adas, Hashem made him smaller like we are now. Right? Another Gemara says like this: Amri Rav Yudah Marav Adam Rishon Misoifoy Lom Yatsoifoy. Adam Rishon was as big as from one side of the world to the other side of the world. That's how big Adam Rishon was. When he used to go to sleep, Adam Rishon, his head reached the east pole and his feet reached the west pole. That's how big, that's how tall he was. Shenamar Pasuk says, "Leminayoyim shebor lekim Adam aloritz." Or the mikzay hashemayim vekzay hashemayim. That mamish Adam Rishon reached from one side to the other side. When he did the chet, he ate from the etzadas. Haniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yod Olav, Hashem put his hand on top of Adam Rishon, Omiyatoi, made him smaller. Shenem the Pasuk says again, Vatoshes Olai Kapecha. Here. How big was Adam Rishon before he did the Chet? One is Mashmi, was as tall as the Rekia, and another Pasuk is Mashmi, was as tall as from one pole to the other pole. So the Chura has to go. And the more postured, they're both the exact same shear. They're both the exact same length. From here to the Shemayim, to one pole to the other pole, is the same length. Weiter. For Yom Rav Yehuda Marav, Asara Devorim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. 10 things were created the first day of Bria Salem. The Elohim, these are the 10 things. Shemayim, V'oretz, Toyu, V'voyu, Or, V'choshech, Ruach, Umayim, Midas Yom, Midas Laila. And the time of day, the time of night. Now, how do we know? Shemayim voras nechsir, bereshis bor lekim, eis ha-shemayim v'eis oretz. Plus it says clearly, Shemayim, the sky, voras this world, that both were created on the first day. So on the first day, there was already the Shemayim and the oretz. Toyu v'voyu, vist and ledik, empty and ledik. Nechsir, the Pasuk says, voretz soysa soyu v'voyu. It was empty. Trash lekama first, I assume we'll explain what does exactly mean, soyu v'voyu. Or v'choshech, light and darkness. Choshech techsiv v'choshech ha-pnei soim. There was darkness on the pnei soim. Or, how do we know it was light? Techsiv v'yermu l'kim yi-or. Sam said there should be light. The first day there was light. Ruach o'mayim, there was this geist, the ruach, the wind. Omayim and water, Tirsiv, Ruach Elokim, Rachefas Apnei Amayim, that the wind of Hashem, the geist of Hashem, was roaming around over the Pnei of the Mayim, of the water. Vaita Midas Yoyim Midas Lal, how do we know there's such a thing as day and night? Tirsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayerev, Vayiboyker Yoyim Echot. It was evening, it was daytime, it was one day. Mashmud, it was Yoyim and Laila, all this happened the first day. Trashi Midas Yoyim Midas Laila means Chav Dalet Shoyiz Bein Shneim. It was a period of 24 hours. There was 12 hours of night, 12 hours of day. There was a period of 24 hours. So the Maratona. Toyu, what does Toyu mean? What does it mean? What does Toyu mean? It means Kav Yorik. There was a green line. Shemakev Eskol Olam Kulay. It went around the whole world. Shememenu Yotze Choshech. From this green line that went around the whole world, that's what Choshech came out from. That's what Toyu means. There was this Toyu, that creation of Choshech. Shenem and Apostle says until him, Yoshes Choshech Sisroi Tzvi Boisov. That Hashem had a Choshech around him. That means that was this chut of Toyu was around the world. That's where Choshech came from. Rashi Yoshech Choshech Tzvi Boisov. Limanato Shekav HaChoshech Machaves HaShemayim. That this the line of Choshech goes around the world. Which means that's this Toyu. This Toyu means whatever it was some type of a green line going around the world that made the Choshech. Vayta soil v'voyu, what says voyu? What does voyu mean? Elo avonim. They mean these are stones. Hamafulmus, hamushkois bitoim. That's fallen and sunken into the ground. Shemihem yoytzin mayim. From these come out water. That's what voyu means. Voyu means they were the stones that water come out from. Shashi Mapumis means loshin lichluch, had like wet to it. Shenemun Apostle says, Venita Oleha Kav Toyu. Shem like spread over it the Kav of Toyu. Vyavne Voyu, and stones of Voyu. So Mashma clearly, Voyu means these stones that give off water. Shashi Kav Toyu Vyavne Voyu, Lamaratu Shete Kav Vyavoyu Avonim. That Toyu means this Kav, this line that goes around the world. And voyu means these stones. V'or b'yam rishon ivri. For the Marakasha, is it true that the light was created on the first day? V'yoksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yitein oisem olakim b'rakiya shemayim. V'yoksiv, v'yarev v'yavoyku yom revi. Mashma Hashem first put the sun into it. Yom revi. That's when there was yom. So how could you say it was the first day? And the Gemara could be Ableza. The Yom Ableza. Or Shebora Kodesh Bochu b'yam rishon. The light, the or that Hashem created the first day, that sun was so bright and so clear that Adam Tzayfer Boy Mi Tzayfer Adam Biat Tzayfer. You could see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. It was so light, that's how far you could see. Kivon Shinestakla Kodesh Baruch Hu Bedor HaMabul or Bedor HaFloga. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that they're going to be Rishoyim on this world, the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga. Vero Hashem Asayim Mechukolim. He saw that they're going to do a lot of Averis, they're going to do bad things. Is Omad Vigonzu Mehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away this tremendous light, this tremendous sun, and hid it. Shenem and Apostle says, Vayimna Mirishoyim Oyram. Hashem took away the light from the Rishoyim. Olami Gonzu, who did Hashem hide it for? Let Tzadikim Lossad Lovoy. Mr. Hashem Lossad Lovoy means Yemoysa Mashiach. Hashem will bring back that big sun. Shenem and Apostle says, Vayar Olakim Esor Kitoif. Hashem saw that big sun was good. V'yein toiv el tzadik. Toiv means it's good for tzadikim. Shenem and Apostle says, Imru tzadik ki toiv. That a tzadik goes on ki toiv. So Hashem saw that big light is good for the tzadikim. He set it aside. Kiva and Shiro or Shegonzu la tzadikim. As soon as Hashem saw that he set aside this light for the tzadikim, Somach. Right away Hashem got happy. Shenem and Apostle says, Or tzadikim yismach. Yeah. So that's the teretz. That there was or the first day, but Hashem put that or away, and then Yom Revi, that's when we brought out the second or. So Mora says, Ketanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim. Or, Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu B'yom Rishon, the light that Hashem created the first day was so bright and so clear, that Adam Tzayfel, Ma'abit Boi Mitzayfel, Elom Yat Tzayfel. A person could look and see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Divrei Rebbe Yaakov. That's Rebbe Yaakov Shita. The Chachamim Moimrim, Heinein Moira Shenivra Boy Rishoin. No, these are the Moiras that Hashem created on the first day, but Lenitlu Ad Yom Revi, Hashem did not hang it in orbit. He didn't put it into orbit until Yom Revi. Yom Revi is the first day that Hashem put it into orbit. So it's a machlokes. What's the pshat that it was or the first day and or the fourth day? Now, according to Chachamim, it was the exact same or. Hashem didn't put it away. It was the same or. Just that it was made the first day, but it was put into orbit first on the fourth day. Omar Rav Zutra Batubi, Omar Rav, the Asorot Dvorim Nivru Olam, with 10 things the world was created. The Chochma, tremendous amount of Chochma Hashem, Trashmil Choch means Yodeya Mashalomad, and you know how to learn. Uvetzfuna, understanding things, Trashi Tunamin Shumevin, Dova Chodesh Mipupa Chochmasai, from the Mefalpun, talking over the Chochma, you understand things well. Uvedas, Trashi Yishuv, Das means Yishuv means you have Yishuv Adas. You have a good mind, good concentration. Uve koyach, which shreds trashi, koyach hazroya. Uve gara, with yelling. Trashi gvura saleh, that means the strength of the heart. Uve gvura, so that's gvura. Gara means yelling. Rashi's gara means ufa here. Uve gvura means strength. Uve tzedek, uve mishpat, be chesed, uve rachamim. These are the 10 things that Hashem created the world with. Now, be chokhma, be tzfuna, how do we know the save? Hashem, be chokhma, yisar oretz. Koinen Shemayim b'svuna b'das. Ye b'svuna. That's the pasuk. So, Kitzur Hashem created the world with chokhmen and b'svuna, with chokhmen understanding. The das, the siv, b'daitoi tohoim mois nifko. So, b'dai, with Hashem's das, he opened the tohoim. The koyach u'gvura the siv, mechin horim b'koychoi, neza b'gvura. The gar, how do you know? With the yelling, the siv, amude Shemayim reifafu, like it was a week. The Amud Hashemayim, Vayitamu Migarosoi, and they became strong from the yelling of Hashem. Betzedek or Mishpat Echsev, Tzedek or Mishpat Mechoin Kesecha. Now that's the keystone, that's the Mechoin, that's the foundation of the world, is Betzedek or Mishpat. The Chesed of Rachamim, the Chesed of Pasuk says, Sechor Rachamecho Hashem, Vechasodecho Kim Yolam Hema. That's how we know Chesed and Rachamim. The Yomar Rav Yudom Arav. At the time when Hashem created this world, it was going like 2 big bulls of shesi. That's when you're weaving the thread that goes up and down. And it stood still. Shenemar Pasuk says, Amudei Shemayim Rofifu. The pillars of the Shemayim were weak. For Yitaimu Migarosin became strong with the yelling of Hashem. Vainu the Omer Resh Lakish. Mind us, what does the Pasuk say? Ani Kael Shakai. That means, Anihu, I am the one, Shemati Lirlam, I told this world, die, it's enough. Like the world was weak, it was keep on going and going. I said, die, it's enough. Like the Lashon of Shakai is Lashon of Tzimtzum. There's this amount and not more. Omer Resh Lakish. When Hashem created the ocean, it was going and becoming wider and wider. It wasn't stopping the ocean. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at the ocean, enough! The ocean, then it dried up. Stopped growing wider and wider. Shenema goyer b'yom v'yavshayu v'chol anahoras hirchiv. Tana Rabbonin. First Hashem created the Shemayim, and then He created this world, the Oretz. Shenema Bereshis Bor Lakim Eisa Shemayim V'Yes Oretz. Mashma Shemayim was first. Ubeisil Loimrim No. Eretz Nivras Tchila. Hashem first created this world, the Oretz. V'Yachakach Shemayim. Shenema B'Yoyim Asoyis Hashem Lakim Oretz V'Shemayim. Says Oretz first. Is Omalahem Beisil L'Beishamay. The Devrechem, according to you, Adam Boina Aliyah, the Yachakach Boina Bayis, like it doesn't make any sense. You don't first build the upstairs and then build the downstairs. When you build the house, first you build downstairs, then you build upstairs. So Vashem is Mesnavish, you build first this Oretz and then the Shemayim. Shenemra Boina Beshemayim Mal Yosef, the Agudosi Al Oretz Yosta. So it should be Yag Yisoida, the first the world was the Yisoid, and the Shemayim is like the Aliyah, the annex on top of the Oretz. Omulem Beishalom Beisilo, Lidavrechim. Odem Oise, Shrafuf, Vyachakach Oise Kisei. Does the first and first make a stool, and then make the chair? Shenem Raposik says, Koyama Hashem, Hashemayim Kisei. The Shemayim is my chair. Vyoretz Adoim Raglei, and this world is my footstep. So Mashma, first you make the chair, and then you make the footstool. So Melo, the Shemayim was first, and then came the Yoretz Adoim Raglei.
V'chachamim oimrim, zeh v'zeh kachas nefro. No, both of them were created together. Shenemar af yoda yostoritz, v'yeminar tovcho shemayim. Is karani aleyim yamdu yachtov, that they were together, Hashem created together shemayim v'shemayim v'oritz. V'idok, the other ones, v'esilu v'shamayim ma yachtov, what does it mean together? T'lei mishtalfu ma'dodi, they won't go away from one another. You'll always have them together, the shemayim and v'oritz. It says one pasuk says Bereishis Boris Eis Hashemayim V'Esoritz. It says Shemayim first, then it says Eretz V'Shemayim. It's through in the pesukim. Amar Resh Lakish Keshenivro Boris Shemayim Achakach Boritz. First Hashem created the Shemayim, then the Oritz. Who Keshenota, when He spread it out, not Oritz V'Achakach not the Shemayim. Klar, one will not means it means when He put it into orbit. When He put it into orbit, first He put Oritz into orbit, and then He put the Shemayim into the orbit. My Shemayim, what does Shemayim mean? Omri Rabbi Yosi, Bar Chanina, Shesham Mayim. There's water. That's what Shemayim means. There's water there. The Matthisa taught in the Brisa we learned, Eish Shemayim. Shemayim comes from the Lashon of Eish and Mayim. There's fire and water together. Malamed Sheviyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought together water and fire, V'torfron Zeh B'Zeh, and He mixed them up together. V'yosem em rikia, that's where they made the rikia from. Something that we can't do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. He mixed together water and fire, and for that they got the rikia.
Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Yud Beis Amud Aleph from the bottom. The bottom lines, three lines from the bottom. Shor Rabbi Yishmuel Lesher Be'akiva. Rabbi Yishmuel Lesher Be'akiva. Kishor Yomahalchim Baderach, when they were going on the road. Omalei, Ato Sheshimashto Es Nochem Ishgamzu. Like you learned, you were Mishamish to Sir Tzadik Nochem Ishgamzu. Chov Be'ishon, 22 years. Shor Yedorish Kol Esen Shevatorah. And Nochem Ish Gamzu used to dash in every time a Torah says S. Like, what does it mean? What's the chiddush of the S? So he asked him, the pasuk says, Eis HaShemayim V'Eis Oretz. Maha Hoyadorish Ben. Hey, what does the Torah have to say? Bereishis Bara Elokim Eis HaShemayim. What's the S and what's the S? Omalei, he answered back, Ilu Ne'amar Shemayim V'Oretz. If the pasuk just would have said Shemayim V'Oretz without S and S, Hayisi Omer would have said, Shemayim is the pshat that Shemayim Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. That's why I would have thought. Achshav Shenemar Eisa Shemayim, like it says, Bereishis Bara Elokim. It would have just said Shemayim. I would have thought that's Hashem's name. Now that it says Eisa Shemayim, I know it means something else. It means the sky. Hashem created the sky. The Eisoritz, Yeshemayim, we say means Shemayim Amish. And Oretz means Oretz Mamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim and He created the Oretz.